Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I am in really fucking hot New Jersey. It's going to be in the high 90s this afternoon, and I get to go into New York City, which is really exciting for me because it's becoming a sewer. But I'm also here, much more interestingly, with JJ Sefton, my partner in crime and co-podcaster and ex-New Yorker. Sefton, how are you doing?
Doing well, sir. Thank you very much. It's getting to be toasty here in southern Wisconsin, but luckily air conditioning is working nicely, and our former koi pond out in the back has been repaired. No leaks visible, and it's running and making a beautiful babbling sound and a nice place to have afternoon cocktails.
That sounds great. A
It
koi
is
pond, huh?
a former koi pond. No more koi fish in it.
Oh,
But
would you eat them?
no, we did not eat them. They were my wife's late father's pride and joy. But after he got ill and then before he passed, I mean, it just became too much to take care of. And my late mother-in-law had no interest in it. And so they were donated to a local garden here. And from what I understand, 50 years later, they're still alive.
That's amazing to me.
It is.
Wow. Anyway, so what's going on? Apparently, ICE during their regular stops of illegal criminals, one of them tried to run over an ICE officer and got shot for his efforts, which I think is entirely appropriate. But there's been a bit of an uproar, and Mullen, the acting director, is he acting or has he been confirmed?
I believe Mark Wayne Mullen is the head of the Department of Homeland Security
Okay.
and head of,
So
and therefore head of ICE.
yeah, has declared that they will no longer do traffic stops, automobile stops as part of their enforcement of our laws. Which I think is ridiculous. I've also heard that that was a temporary measure until the officers were retrained or got additional training. But I also saw today that Donald Trump said, nope, you're going to keep doing it. So I don't really know what's going on. But the idea that they would back away from that sort of enforcement is terrible. These people don't get the heckler's veto or the murderer's veto when it comes to the enforcement of American law. If you want to run over a police officer or law enforcement officer and you get shot for it, tough shit. That should be axiomatic in a country of laws. And the fact that the left pushes these people to become violent with our officers is criminal in and of itself. And it speaks very poorly of the Democrat Party and the left in America. But everything speaks poorly of them because they are pathetic people and they are evil and anti-American. Oh, yeah.
Indeed. I mean, I was going to mention their reactions to this, of course, first, but why even bother? I mean, who cares? I mean, what Chlamydia Harris or whoever, has to say about this. It's ridiculous. It's crime. If you're using your vehicle to kill a police officer while you're being arrested or detained, and regardless of the fact that you're a violent criminal or whatever, the fact that you are on our shores in our country here illegally without permission means by definition, you are a criminal, violent or otherwise, and you will be apprehended and removed from the country. But of course, that whole thing has been bastardized by the Democrats and the left, and they have become literally, they've sort of disgustingly transmogrified illegal aliens, violent, criminal or otherwise, or merely here illegally, as the second coming of Anne Frank. And it's horrible and it's insulting to say the least. And if they're going to try to run over a police officer with a vehicle or grab his gun and shoot him or do whatever, then yes, you play those stupid games and you wind up dead. Good for you. Goodbye. Get off my planet. Get out of my country, one way or the other.
That's
And
fair.
thank and right. And but for Mark Wayne Mullen to react that way is just inexcusable. And thank God President Trump basically told him no, and told and reacted accordingly.
Yeah, he said, I'm quoting from the Baltimore Sun, so I don't know if this is accurate, but we must be strong, tough, and smart, and we cannot give up one of ICE's most important and effective crime-fighting tools, the traffic stop. Okay.
Exactly.
That's fine. That's that's from Mullen's boss. So Mullen does what he's told or he gets fired, which is perfectly
and by the
okay
way,
with me.
This has also been in the news of late. There are literally who knows how many hundreds or thousands of horrible commercial driver's license being given to illegal aliens. And they are causing mayhem on our roads with vehicular manslaughter and car accidents and so on and so forth. So to not stop them on the roads is just madness beyond
it
belief.
It is madness. And once again, this is a country of laws, or at least it used to be. And the idea that because these people are illegal and that ICE wants them, that they get to try to kill ICE officers. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. It's like, you know, well, actually, the left would do this, but the left announcing that when the police try to arrest drug dealers, that the drug dealers should shoot back, that they should shoot at the policemen to get away. This is absolute insanity. It's absolute insanity. And it's a reflection of how pathetic and anti-American, anti-law and pro-chaos the left have become, has become, have become.
Right, and we do not need people allegedly on our side like Mark Wayne Mullen, who just sort of bends over and grabs the ankles and
Yes.
allows them to do this. That is ridiculous. So God bless you, President Trump, for telling this guy to sit down and shut the fuck up and get with the program. So, and hopefully
yeah.
he does that. And if he doesn't, he should be sacked immediately and replaced with someone who will go after every illegal alien and every criminal with no mercy.
So I have some notes about what I was going to write about tomorrow at Cut Chip Newsletter and Ace of Spades from my morning rant. And I was thinking about writing about how our enforcement of illegals in the United States might need to shift away from, not away from, but add enforcement at the largest American corporations. I think that there should be a two-pronged approach. And for all I know, there might be already. The idea that ICE is going after the criminals is a great one. And I think that most of America supports that. But I think that a targeted approach at the employment of these illegals by big corporations. And I'm not talking about the landscaping services who are hiring illegals. Yeah, we should get them. But I'm talking about, the big meatpacking companies and any large corporation in the United States that uses low-cost labor. I think that would go a long way to showing America that Donald Trump cares about the common man.
Indeed, the disincentivization to which fuels, unfortunately, some of our obviously Democrats, but certainly Republicans, to support open borders, to destroy the labor market by bringing in cheap labor. So, yes,
yeah.
go after the board members, the huge business owners who employ hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal aliens, and screw the American worker.
Yeah.
Hello, Democrat socialists. Where are you? I thought you're the party of the workers. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's internally inconsistent. Their platforms. They support the worker, but they also support bringing in millions of illegals or opening the borders and making everyone legal, which of course dilutes the job market and hurts everyone. But you get a 50 cent an hour lettuce picker from Guatemala coming here, and if he makes $10 an hour here, he's happy. Because he lives, 20 to an apartment building, or 20 to an apartment, and sends most of that home anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not xenophobic at all, really.
No, not at all. You're not. You're practical. To hell with them. I'm sorry. If
yeah.
you want to come here to have a better life, okay, do it the right way. Or, you know something? Start a revolution in your own damn country and overthrow the criminals and corrupt junta in your own countries. And you want it? You think America is so great, which it is. We just celebrated 250 years of greatness. Then turn your country into America,
But
as
you
you
know
should,
what's
the
fascinating
system.
is that Central and South America is shifting, and the elimination of many hundreds of millions of dollars being pumped into their left wing political parties by USAID has that's ended, and
I had a story
they are
this morning in
shifting
the,
right. So,
yeah, in
the
the morning
Americas are
report, there is a,
shifting right, and it's a
absolutely.
wonderful thing.
And thank you, Donald Trump. And I had a story, as I said, in the morning report about that. And everyone from Nayib Bukele in El Salvador, all the way down to Javier Milei in Argentina and elsewhere, South America and Central and South America are finally abandoning the socialist disastrous experiment and heading more toward free market economics, little by little or wholesale, as the case may be. And that's good for them, and it's good for our national security as well. Thank God for it.
Yeah. No
Thank you,
argument from
Mr. Trump.
me.
And
You know,
speaking of open, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
it's easy for people like us to look at Donald Trump and say, oh, you know, he's not doing this and he's not doing that, and he should do this differently. And but the broad strokes of Donald Trump as president of the United States is a wonderful thing. He has shifted the conversation away from this multicultural miasma that we were drowning in, and toward a robust America that is focused on the American people and its allies. And he is supporting our allies and attacking our enemies across the world. And I think it's a very, very good thing. And as I said,
Absolutely.
it's easy to lose sight of that. When we dip down into the nitty-gritty and into the details of what he's doing. And of course, no president can be perfect in anyone's mind. But Donald Trump's doing a fine job. I'm very happy with what he has accomplished.
He
That's
has
all.
accomplished a hell of a lot. No, agreed. Totally agreed. And on another subject that is sort of tangentially related, we had the announced this week was the surprising death of Senator Lindsey Graham. And as we all know, his moniker used to be Grahamnesty because he was all in and pushed for the amortization of millions of illegal aliens. And look, my condolences to his family, but his record on that was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah,
And thank
I
God
agree.
that that did not go that did not go further. And ironically enough, one of his allies was Marco Rubio very early on, and Marco Rubio has turned into a champ as our Secretary of State and a
Is he
point man for Donald Trump.
is that shift of convenience, or is that the true Marco Rubio? That's the big question.
Well, that is a question. I mean, if he's hiding it, he's hiding it very well because he's certainly, from my, I mean, he's doing a great job, at least in my opinion, in Foggy Bottom. And, I think he has changed. I think he
I
definitely
agree.
has changed.
I agree. But back to Graham.
Yes.
He's certainly a neo. He was certainly a neocon. He didn't see any war that we shouldn't be in. And his comments after January 6th, I thought were both tone deaf and disturbing. He told the Capitol Police, "You have guns, use them." And I just don't like that. But in the main, he was a strong, loyal supporter of President Trump, and for that, I thank him. What is going to happen in the future, I have no idea. His sister was just appointed by the governor of South Carolina to fill in until the election in November and the seating of the new senator in January. Who we're going to get in South Carolina, I have absolutely no idea. My knowledge of South Carolina politics is less than zero, so I will allow others who actually know what the hell they're talking about to comment on that. Do you have any
And it's
idea?
interesting. Well, no idea. And it's just interesting that for years and years, we were always bitch and moan about South Carolina. We can't get rid of Gramnesty. We can't get rid of Gramnesty. And it's like, well, he's gone now. And it's like the devil you know and the devil you don't know. And like, and as you said, CBD, yes, he was a loyal supporter of President Trump on many issues. He was a neocon. There wasn't a war he didn't like, which is a negative. And he was an open borders booster. Maybe perhaps that changed in the last several years, but you know, we shall see. Appointing his sister to be his successor, I don't know. To me, that looks kind of nepotistic. I mean, you couldn't find some other, South Carolinian to fill the seat. That just reeks of, as I said, nepotism. And it's one of those things that we rail against. And the kleptocracy and the corruptocracy that's in politics and especially in Washington and elsewhere as well,
Yeah, I
that we
agree.
rail
And the
against, and rightly
gerontocracy,
so,
which is
the
even
gerontocracy.
worse. But speaking of gerontocracy, Mitch McConnell apparently is alive. I mean, that photograph was ridiculous. It looked like a hostage photograph.
Not only
But
that, there's
the idea that
also
he can be
reports that
gone
it's
for
an old.
months and nothing is done about that, that's pathetic.
That's
I think
ridiculous. And
it's.
that photograph, the photograph supposedly is an old photograph too. I mean, that's the controversy, supposedly.
Yeah,
But
I don't
yes,
know about
that
that. I'm
he's.
sure he's alive.
But still, he's alive. But is he leaving? The fact that he's just leaving vapor on a mirror, I'm sorry. If you can't do the job, you shouldn't be there.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And the fact that McConnell is also a pathetic, backstabbing prick, and has almost single-handedly thwarted much of Donald Trump's initiatives in the United States Senate, speaks very, very poorly of him. I hope that when he does leave, he and it's going to be on a slab, of course, because he'll never retire.
No.
I hope that the American people see him for what he is, an opportunistic
Right.
corporate GOP hack who did a few good things, and most of what he did is bad.
Right. I mean, the only thing that you can say good about him is he prevented Merrick Garland from getting a seat on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, we talked
Thank
about
you,
that
sir.
last time, last
Yes,
week,
but.
and now, okay, great. But what has he done for us lately? And the answer is nothing.
Not much, no. And the thing is, if he were to leave, you'd have a Democrat governor in Andy Beshear appointing his successor. And at best, we'd get another mush rhino, traitorous Republican. And if, I mean,
Well,
so.
it looks like Kentucky's law says that you have a special election.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for
Yeah,
clarifying.
yeah. But still, it does it really matter? Would a Democrat vote any differently than McConnell? He has
On many things,
obstructed
no.
Donald Trump as much as he could, and for that, he deserves scorn.
Agreed, absolutely. And the fact that he's married to Elaine Chao, the former Depart Secretary of the what is it,
Labor,
Department
I
of
think.
Transportation, Labor, whatever,
Yeah.
she is known, and her family have ties to the Chinese Communist government. She is suspect.
Yep, I agree. So,
So,
speaking of neocons,
yes. Hello.
so shockingly, the Iranians lied through their teeth and had no interest in abiding by the agreement that they signed with the United States of America. They attacked some ships. They're causing their usual trouble, and Donald Trump, to his credit, said, "Go fuck yourselves, guys. I'm going to reintroduce you to the United States Armed Forces." And he's been beating the snot out of them the last several days, which is a good thing.
And the latest
They
reports is the city of Bushehr, which is home to a very big nuclear power plant and I think nuclear weapons, just probably lab there as well, has been attacked. I don't know that the reactor has been attacked. That would be kind of really, kind of catastrophic insofar as the radiation and all that stuff. But still, that has been attacked and good. We have, there has to be regime change. I can't. Now who's talking like a neocon, me? But I mean, the Iranians will never abide by any kind of an agreement. Ultimately, they will always break it. because they're Muslims first and foremost, and worse, they're 12th or Shiite who want Armageddon in order to bring about the world conquest.
Yeah, there's nothing surprising about that. But the good thing right now is that, they announced that the Strait of Hormuz is closed and blah, 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 blah. And President Trump said, no, it's not. We're going to reopen it. And we're going to make sure that you can't do a damn thing about it. Apparently, our armed forces have attacked the radar installations along the coast. So Iran's ability to even see what is happening in the Strait of Hormuz has been degraded. Why that wasn't done 2 or 3 months ago, I have no idea. But it's happening now. I think it's a very, very good thing. Oil obviously spiked. It looks like it's coming back down, which is also good.
It is. There are here at home, the economy is actually doing. There are some very good economic indicators, and the price of oil and gasoline is actually coming down a bit.
Yeah,
even
it's
now, it's
right now.
Report.
West Texas Intermediate is at 78.80, which is higher than it was last week, but it's on the high end of a normal distribution. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? I think that once the U.S. Navy starts taking this seriously, that's not fair. Once they have a coherent policy in place, and the world markets see that oil will flow, oil is going to come back down. Also, they are very, very busily building alternatives to tanker movement through the Strait of Hormuz. Pipelines and so on and so forth.
Pipelines
and
are
that's
being
a
built.
Very, very good thing.
Absolutely. So there you go. The world reacts, and it's too bad they didn't do that earlier, but I guess whatever.
There's nothing quite like economic pressure. If one alternative is expensive, people will look very, very hard for other alternatives. And if that means pipelines, great. I don't really care how it happens, as long as Iran is marginalized in every way possible. And I think that is happening. Is it happening as quickly as I want it to? No, of course not. Because I wanted it to happen 47 years ago. But, this is a very, very good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's also talk possibility, once again, I mean, it's been on and off, talking about, perhaps seizing Karg Island. I don't know how good an idea that is, and I'm a little bit leery about that. But
that concerns me. I don't want American boots on the ground. But wow.
Right. Just keep the straits
it's a
open.
Commercial facility. How much military development is there on Karg Island? The answer is who
True.
The hell knows? I'm sure
Who knows
the United States government knows, and I'm sure the armed forces know. Is it a plan? I don't know. I think it's an idea. Is it a good idea? No, I don't think it's
no.
a good idea.
Let's keep American GIs the hell away from any Iranian soil, no matter how teeny tiny it is or whatever. Just stay away and
Yeah,
keep
maybe
the
we can get
straits
Israel
open.
to do it for us.
There you go.
Oh,
Yeah,
boy.
exactly.
Can
There you
you
go.
imagine that?
Yes, exactly. Let's just keep the oil flowing, and and then hopefully one day soon the mullahs will be, at least if not gone, they will be neutralized, if not forever, then for a very considerable length of time.
Yeah. I do like the focus of these attacks on the IRGC. Apparently one of their main complexes was destroyed, well, was attacked last night or the night before. I don't remember when.
Good.
And that's a good thing. I want them to be afraid. I want them to be cowering in their bunkers and dressed like, dressed like women as they walk through the streets just to avoid American and Israeli drones. But again, this is unfortunately going to be a long-term process. And is that good for the short-term prospects for the Republican Party? No, it's not. It's bad for it. Unless Donald Trump presents a coherent and popular plan to one, succeed, and two, succeed quickly, I don't think that it bodes well for the midterms.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Democrats are busily imploding too. So
Yes,
maybe.
between turning into the party of criminals and Nazi lovers and anti-Semites, they are turning everybody off everywhere, with the exception of the most insane hardcore socialists possible.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have even that many in their base that can, except in obviously the bluest of the blue districts. And I don't think that's going to hopefully, certainly they have this fantasy that they're going to, that this Tallarico freak is going to flip the seat in Texas. That ain't going to happen.
I can't see that happening. You know, there's a probably a core of 40 or 45% reflexive Democrat voting in Texas.
Right.
But
And
boy.
hopefully Ossoff will be tossed off, but again, that's
Yeah, I haven't paid much
when
attention to Georgia.
a
I don't know.
lot of money is being thrown his way to keep that seat. So
Yeah,
they
there's a
must be nervous.
surprise.
They must be nervous that they think that there's a possibility.
I would enjoy seeing that.
That would be wonderful, thank God.
Yeah. He's a smarmy little prick too, isn't he?
He absolutely is, yes.
Yeah. So what else is going on in the in this world of ours, in this crazy world of
Well,
ours?
let's see. That's to the best of my knowledge, that is pretty much it. I think we've kind of covered a lot of the bases so far, at least from what's been in the news. And knock on wood, things will go our way on all fronts.
We shall see.
We shall see, my friend.
All right, so folks, I think it's time for us to wrap this up. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you much for doing all the cool stuff that you do for us, hitting the tip jar and commenting and reading and all that neat stuff. And we will talk to you next week. Sefton, take it away.
What CBD just said, my friends, and God bless you for your continued love and support. And from around the world, across the nation, and up your street, we will be giving you all the news that we can blather on in the time allotted. So God bless you all for the support, and we'll see you again on the next one on the Cut Jib Newsletter, Radio, and Podcasting Network.
Thanks for listening, folks.